Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KMX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good afternoon. I'm Mike Simpson.
And I'm Karen Adams. Our top local story. L.A. County's top public health official stresses there is still only one case of coronavirus in the county.
Citing a lot of fear and misinformation about the virus, Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer told the Board of Supervisors they're working to create a system that protects everyone.
Without stigmatizing anyone.
Supervisor Hilda Solis raised concerns about misleading information about the virus being circulated using county logos and other official symbols.
It clearly is stirring up fear, racial bias.
She also mentioned a petition seeking to close down all schools in Alhambra. Dr. Ferrer said,
there's no reason for schools to close. There's no reason for that level of panic.
She said they are working closely with workers at LAX, where people are being screened when they travel in from China, with a system in place to immediately transport anyone who is symptomatic to a medical facility. She also said, it's scary what's happening in China, but that's not what's happening in Los Angeles County. In downtown LA, Margaret Carrero, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Riverside County health officials say a child who's among the group of 195 being housed at March Air Reserve Base since arriving from Wuhan, China, has developed a fever and has been taken to a local hospital for testing for possible coronavirus. Public health spokesman Jose Abayo tells KNX all the people at the base are being regularly checked.
One of the things we were telling people this morning is that there were no other symptoms other than the fever. And as you, if you've been following, there's a litany of some symptoms that also can accompany the illness. And at this point, the minor is not exhibiting any of those symptoms.
Same time, another traveler who arrived yesterday at LAX on a flight from China, now being held in quarantine at the base.
Fears that radioactive geysers could sprout at San Onofre.
Charles Langley with Public Watchdog says the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission approved plans to move 72 canisters of highly radioactive nuclear waste to a new underground storage site, which is about 100 feet from the beach.
They're in these silos. They're not very high up above the water table. And if a big wave comes in and inundates the silos, it's going to hit these red-hot cans and this sizzling-hot canister wall, and the water is going to turn to steam, and there's actually a potential that it will shoot out the top of these silos like a steam geyser, similar to Old Faithful at the Yellowstone.
Public Watchdogs filed a petition with and is suing the Nuclear Regulatory Commission. They want the nuclear waste stored on higher, dry land. A U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission spokesman would only tell KNX they will respond to the petition. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
All charges of drugging and raping women being dropped against a high-profile Orange County surgeon and his girlfriend. The current OCDA says the doctor became a political victim of the former district attorney.
Orange County DA Todd Spitzer, he says his predecessor drove an exaggerated story that Dr. Grant Robichaud, a well-known hand surgeon, and his girlfriend had been drugging women and sexually assaulting them, and that there was evidence, as many as 1,000 pictures and video. But DA Spitzer says not true.
There's insufficient evidence to prove this case beyond a reasonable doubt. We can't even prove that Riley and Robichaud engaged in any criminal sexual activity.
Spitzer says former District Attorney Tony Rakakis was motivated by politics.
Under oath, Mr. Rakakis gets asked these questions. Did you see this case of 1,000 victims, a good-looking doctor, a good-looking girlfriend, as being a potential publicity vehicle for you? I certainly expected to get a lot of publicity. Yes.
The attorney for Dr. Grant Robichaud and the doctor's girlfriend says just the filing of this case, even though dismissals are coming, that the case has wrecked their lives. In Santa Ana, Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Police in Orange have arrested a man accused of ripping off elderly people across the country for at least $35,000. Police Sergeant Phil McMullen tells KNX the man called the people posing as a cable company worker and would persuade them to let him access their computer remotely after saying there was a security breach.
And then he would, for their trouble, he would tell them he was going to deposit about $200 in their bank account. He would then make it appear as if he sent them extra money.
He says the man would then ask the people to mail the extra money back to him so he wouldn't get in trouble. McMullen says police became aware of the criminal activity when a woman called and said she sent money to an address in Orange. He says the victims will get their money back, but also says there could be even more people who were ripped off.
More than 70 law enforcement agencies from across the state teamed up for a week-long crackdown on human trafficking. When it was over, more than 500 people went to jail.
It's called Operation Reclaim and Rebuild, and it's aimed at taking down the crooks who force others into prostitution, and it's aimed at saving people from sexual slavery. And L.A. County Sheriff Alex Villanueva says they were able to pry the victims away from the pimps.
We had 76 adults who were rescued, 11 children were rescued, 27 suspected traffickers and exploiters were arrested, and 266 Johns were arrested.
Authorities noted that the victims are often minors who are addicted to drugs, and they're beaten badly if they try to escape. The sheriff says with this operation, they sent a message to the pimps, the exploiters, and the buyers.
It is unacceptable to buy another human being for sexual purposes.
Trafficking isn't just confined to the sex industry. Officials say people are often trafficked in other industries too, like agriculture, hospitality, domestic work, factories, even begging. In downtown L.A., John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM News Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.